What exactly is a free radical? In point of fact, a free radical is a cellular killer that wreaks havoc by damaging DNA, altering biochemical compounds, corroding cell membranes, and destroying cells outright. In this sense, a free radical can be thought of as an invader attacking the cells of your body. More technically, though, a free radical is a molecule that has lost one of its electrons and become highly unbalanced. It seeks to restore its balance by stealing a vital electron from another molecule. Scientists now know that free radicals play a major role in the aging process, as well as in the onset of cancer, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and possibly allergies and a host of other ailments. The link between free radicals and the aging diseases is the most important discovery since doctors learned that some illnesses are caused by germs. In a very real sense, the free radical process in our bodies is much the same as the process that causes fuel to burn and oil to go rancid or an apple to turn brown if you slice it open and expose it to the air. It is as though our bodies rust from the inside out, causing, among other things, dry, wrinkled skin. But wrinkles are the least of our problems. When the process gets really out of control, it can cause tumors, hardening of the arteries, and macular degeneration, to name just a few things. The bottom line is that we can think of free radicals as ravenous molecular sharks, sharks so hungry that in little more than a millionth of a second, they can be making a frenzied attack on a healthy, neighboring cellular molecule. Why are they so deadly? Well, a single free radical can destroy an enzyme, a protein molecule, a strand of DNA, or an entire cell. Even worse, it can unleash in a fraction of a second a torrential chain reaction that produces a million or more additional killer free radicals. But where do these things come from? Well, there are four primary sources of free radicals. First, the environment. Air pollution, cigarette smoke, smog, soot, automobile exhaust, toxic waste, pesticides, herbicides, ultraviolet light, background radiation, drugs, and even certain foods can all generate free radicals in the body. Number two, they're produced internally. Our bodies are constantly producing free radicals as a byproduct of normal metabolic functions. And three, stress. Stress factors such as aging, trauma, medications, disease, infection, and stress itself all accelerate the body's production of free radicals, oftentimes by a factor of 8 times or more. And then there are the free radical chain reactions. When a free radical steals an electron to balance itself out, it creates a new free radical in the molecule from which it stole the electron. In many cases, the new free radical will seek to balance itself out by stealing an electron, and so on, creating a million or more free radicals in a second or less. And remember, even one free radical is capable of destroying an entire cell or a strand of DNA. Now keep in mind that there are many types of free radicals in the body. Four particularly nasty ones are, one, the superoxide radical. This radical tries to steal its much-needed electron from the mitochondria of the cell. When mitochondria are destroyed, the cell loses its ability to convert food to energy. It dies. Then there's the hydroxyl radical. This free radical attacks enzymes, proteins, and the unsaturated fats in cell membranes. There's also the lipid peroxyl radical. This radical unleashes a chain reaction of chemical events that can so totally compromise the cellular membrane that the cell bursts open, spews its contents, and dies. And then there's singlet oxygen. Not technically a free radical, this metabolite nevertheless attacks your body just like a free radical and can wreak absolute havoc. The bottom line is that your body is constantly replacing and repairing free radical damaged cells. But with the way we live and abuse ourselves, our bodies are bombarded with more free radicals than they can handle. By supplementing with antioxidants, we help our bodies keep up with the carnage. We can even get ahead of the game and reverse damage. So what are antioxidants? A simple definition is that antioxidants are compounds that render free radicals harmless and stop the chain reaction formation of new free radicals. There are three sources of antioxidants. One, several metabolic enzymes produced by the body are extremely effective antioxidant scavengers. Unfortunately, the body's ability to produce these enzymes fades dramatically in our late 20s. Two, many foods and plants provide powerful antioxidants. Among these are vitamin E and C, beta-carotene, and the proanthocyanidins, including pycnogenol. And then three, cutting-edge research is continually uncovering new antioxidants. And what exactly do these antioxidants do? Well, for one, many scientists now believe that free radicals are the major villain in both aging and disease. The amount of cells destroyed over the years by free radicals is enormous. Free radicals literally eat away the major organs of the body. Just one example. The size of a 25-year-old's liver is often twice that of a person of 70. Another thing that antioxidants do is that the use of antioxidant supplements at a maintenance level may very well provide the ultimate defense against premature aging and a compromised immune system. And at therapeutic levels, antioxidants may actually play a significant role in reversing many of the effects of aging and disease. Now, over the years, I've formulated a number of antioxidant formulas for various companies. In fact, this is my specialty, the design of cutting-edge nutritionals using standardized herbs and isolates. On the other hand, I've also become known as a strong advocate for the use of whole herbs and food complexes in all formulations. Why this apparent contradiction? There's no question but that nature packages nutrients in food complexes, and that in general, it's best to design supplements using only whole food complexes. Antioxidants, however, provide one of the few exceptions to that rule, as long as a couple of provisos are followed. But before I give you those provisos, I want to be sure that you understand that the reason for the exception is because no one antioxidant works on all free radicals and in every area of the body. You need to combine a number of antioxidants in one supplement to offer an effective defense. In fact, many antioxidants reinforce and or recycle each other. For this reason, it's impossible to fit the variety you need at adequate levels into one supplement unless you use some standardized herbs and isolates. With that in mind, the provisos are 1, use only natural isolates, no synthetics, 2, offer as complete a complex as you can, even when using isolates, and 3, make sure you take advantage of the synergistic effect that a number of the antioxidants share with each other. With all that in mind, I now present an idealized antioxidant formula based on my years of expertise in the field, even including the amounts that I would require for each antioxidant. Note, as ways to incorporate whole food complexes while still maintaining potency are developed, or new phytochemicals are discovered, this formula will change. And keep in mind that you'll probably have a hard time finding anything close to this formula. In fact, if you tried to assemble it by purchasing separate bottles of the ingredients, it would probably cost you over $200 a month. What you want to do is just try and get as close as you can to this kind of formula. Anyway, let's start with beta-carotene, and we'll look at about 5,600 international units. Beta-carotenes are part of a group of antioxidants called carotenoids. Carotenoids are phytonutrients that protect plants from damage caused by ultraviolet radiation and other environmental factors. In humans, they've been shown to inhibit the proliferation of various kinds of cancer cells, such as those affecting the lungs, stomach, cervix, breast, bladder, and mouth. They've also been proven to protect against atherosclerosis, cataracts, macular degeneration, and other degenerative disorders. The key carotenoids are beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, lycopene, and zeaxanthin. Probably the best known of the carotenoids, beta-carotene is converted by the body into vitamin A as needed to strengthen the immune system and promote healthy cell growth. In addition, beta-carotene is a potent antioxidant, offering particular benefits to the immune system and the lungs. Now take note, synthetic beta-carotene made from acetylene gas is to be avoided at all costs. Next antioxidant is alpha-carotene, also one of the carotenoids as we mentioned. We'll use about 425 IU in the formula. Recent studies have shown that alpha-carotene is one of the most powerful carotenoids and has a strong inhibitory effect on the proliferation of various types of cancer cells, such as those affecting the lungs, stomach, cervix, breast, bladder, and mouth. It works by allowing normal cells to send growth-regulating signals to pre-malignant cells. Next, lutein. And we'll use about 8 milligrams. In addition to being specific for the prevention of macular degeneration and lowering the risk by over 50%, lutein has also been shown to have strong anti-cancer properties. Its antioxidant effect is significantly enhanced by the presence of zeaxanthin and bilberry. When combined with vitamin C, these three antioxidants have been shown to significantly decrease the risk of cataracts. Now, another antioxidant we want to include is lycopene, and we'll use about 6 milligrams. Lycopene is derived primarily from tomatoes, and appears to be one of the best defenses against prostate cancer and bladder cancer known. When used in conjunction with vitamin E, D-alpha tocopherol, and green tea extract, studies indicate that it inhibits prostate cancer proliferation by some 90%. Next is zeaxanthin. We'll use about 300 micrograms. Lutein and zeaxanthin are part of a group of carotenoids known as xanthophylls, which are extremely beneficial to the eyes and help significantly in the prevention of macular degeneration. Another antioxidant we want is sodium selenate, and we use about 75 micrograms. Selenium is synergistic with glutathione and catalase in helping to prevent the integrity of cell membranes, and it helps stop the growth of tumors and it protects the liver. Specifically, low levels of selenium have been connected to death from heart disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and in fact, cancers of all kinds. Some studies have shown that selenium may be 50 to 100 times more powerful than any other anti-carcinogen known. Another antioxidant we want to include is sodium citrate. We use about 300 milligrams. Sodium citrate will help revitalize collagen and elastin fibers to rejuvenate the skin, and not only the skin, but the collagen-rich connective tissues of the arterial walls, so it's beneficial for our cardiovascular system. Now, another antioxidant we want to include is N-acetylcysteine, sometimes called NAC. We use about 225 milligrams. One of the keys to a healthy immune system is maintaining high levels of glutathione in the body. Unfortunately, supplementing with glutathione doesn't really help. Fortunately, there are alternatives. Supplementation with NAC has been proven to substantially raise the body's glutathione levels. In addition, NAC supplementation is mandatory for all smokers and big city dwellers as it protects against toxic aldehydes that enter the body through cigarette smoke and pollution. We also want to use about 225 milligrams of L-methionine. Methionine is an essential sulfur-bearing amino acid, part of a group of amino acids called the mercaptoamino acids. Methionine is a powerful antioxidant and liver detoxifier. As an antioxidant, it provides powerful protection in the colon, and finally, methionine is involved in the synthesis of choline, adrenaline, lecithin, and B12, and it works as a powerful SAMe precursor. Quercetin, and we use about 180 milligrams of quercetin. Quercetin is one of the class of antioxidants known as bioflavonoids. A prime role of quercetin is to protect the integrity of cell walls from free radical damage. In addition, quercetin prevents the release of histamines into the bloodstream and thereby helps to control food and pollen allergies. Now, the next antioxidant was one that's become very popular recently, ginkgo biloba. When used about 180 milligrams, known as a brain antioxidant, ginkgo's been shown to increase brain functionality, which makes it useful in helping to improve concentration and memory. And this makes it specific for Alzheimer's, where it has the added benefit of helping to significantly reduce depression. In addition, ginkgo oxygenates the blood. It increases circulation and strengthens blood vessels. And finally, its anti-inflammatory lung relaxant properties have proven useful in the treatment of asthma, where it eases coughing and reduces tissue inflammation. Now we're coming to some really fun antioxidants. First of these is curcumin. We use about 120 milligrams. Curcumin is what gives turmeric its yellow color. Studies have shown that it can inhibit colon cancer cells by some 96% in a matter of hours. It also appears to have great potential in countering the effects of prostate cancer and breast cancer. In a sense, curcumin can be thought of as a natural chemotherapy agent, with the ability to selectively kill cancer cells while at the same time leaving normal cells alone. Note that curcumin and green tea strongly reinforce each other. And that's what we'll talk about next, green tea extract. Use about 120 milligrams of that. Green tea antioxidants are the same family as grapeseed and pine bark extracts. They're polyphenols, chief of which are the flavonoids called proanthocyanidins. In green tea, the main proanthocyanidins are the catechins, and the most powerful of all the catechins is something called epigallocatechin gallate, also called EGCG. This is found in the highest concentration in green tea. Green tea works to prevent tumors from developing the blood vessels they need to survive. It's been shown to inhibit metastasis, the spreading of the cancer, and it is the first known natural telomerase inhibitor. That is to say, it eliminates the immortality of cancer cells, which is their trademark and which makes them so deadly. Anyway, green tea is particularly effective in destroying the causes of leukemia, prostate cancer, and breast cancer. And the benefits of green tea don't stop there. It's also been shown to be effective in regulating blood sugar, reducing triglycerides, and in reversing the ravages of heart disease. Incidentally, the Japanese who drink large amounts of green tea have some of the lowest rates of cardiovascular disease in the world. Green tea also seems to be able to almost totally prevent cancer-causing DNA damage in smokers. A possible explanation as to why the Japanese, who are among the world's heaviest smokers, have such a low incidence of lung cancer. And finally, green tea has great benefits for the brain as well, serving as an effective MAO inhibitor, protecting against brain cell death from glucose oxidase, overproduction of nitric oxide, and lowering the amount of free iron reaching the brain, which is a bad thing. The net result is that there are strong indications that green tea extract may play a major role in protecting against both Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Now take note, if you drink the green tea, As a beverage, adding milk to the tea seems to destroy all of the antioxidant benefits, so you want to drink it without milk. Another antioxidant we want to use is bilberry, and you use about 120 milligrams. The anthocyanicides found in bilberry are known for their ability to help nourish and repair the tiny capillaries within the eye. In addition, the bilberry bioflavonoids are beneficial to the connective tissue that line blood vessels and bind ligaments throughout the body. Next, we're going to talk about alpha-lipoic acid, 100 milligrams. Sometimes called the mother antioxidant, alpha-lipoic acid plays a major role in helping recycle vitamins E and C so that they can be used over and over again by your body. In its own right, alpha-lipoic acid is one of the main boosters of glutathione levels in body cells and is one of the key cofactors involved in generating energy in the cell's mitochondria. And finally, alpha-lipoic acid has been shown to significantly rejuvenate the cognitive skills of people as they age. Next, let's talk about SOD, and we'll use about 75 milligrams. SOD, or superoxide dismutase, works along with glutathione to neutralize reactive oxygen molecules in the body. SOD specifically targets the superoxide radical, which, as we discussed earlier, attacks cell mitochondria. When mitochondria are destroyed, the cell loses its ability to convert food to energy. It dies. SOD also works in the cytoplasm of the cell to prevent the hydroxyl radical from attacking enzymes, proteins, and the unsaturated fats in cell membranes. Another antioxidant we want are the tocotrienols. We use about 75 milligrams. Derived from rice bran or palm oil, tocotrienols are a unique vitamin E fraction that is 40 times more powerful than standard vitamin E. Tocotrienols are rich in the gamma-tocopherol fraction of vitamin E that strongly inhibits both the estrogen-responsive and the non-estrogen-responsive breast cancer cells. We also want to use grape skin extract. Use about 60 milligrams. For several years, grape seed extract was all the rage. As it turns out, grape skin extract, also called resveratrol, is equally powerful, if not more so. In controlled studies, resveratrol has been shown to reduce skin cancer tumors by up to 98% and to stop production of leukemia cells. In addition, it works as a COX inhibitor, thus halting the spread of cancer throughout the body. Now, grape seed extract, which we're also going to include and use about 60 milligrams, grape seed extract is similar to green tea. And the active ingredients in grapeseed extract are the proanthocyanidins, but in a different combination and ratio than green tea. The importance of the proanthocyanidins in grapeseed extract is that they're water-soluble and highly bioavailable. Above all else, grapeseed extract is known as a defender of the circulatory system. It improves peripheral circulation, revives declining capillary activity by up to 140%, and increases vascular response by some 82%. It repairs varicose veins and aids in the prevention of bruising. In addition, grapeseed extract is synergistic with vitamin C, vastly increasing vitamin C activity and strengthening collagen activity, including in the connective tissue of the arterial wall and the skin. We also want to include chaparral extract, about 375 micrograms. The active antioxidant in chaparral, a lignin called nortohydroguaritic acid, or NDGA for short, has been shown to specifically target virtually all forms of herpes virus and has been shown to be up to 97.5% effective. It also is an effective counter to radiation-induced free radical damage, and there are strong indications it is an effective aid in the prevention of Alzheimer's and rheumatoid arthritis. And finally, the last antioxidant we'll talk about is catalase, and we'll use about 300 micrograms of that. Glutathione peroxidase, superoxide dismutase, and catalase are the primary three enzymes produced in the body as an antioxidant defense. Catalase is specific for protection against tumors in the body. Now, that's basically our formula. But there are other important antioxidants that are worth talking about. But because of the quantity needed to be effective, make no sense to include as part of an overall formula. You want to take these separately. These include, well, first, vitamin E. In addition to protecting the cardiovascular system, a good natural tocopherol complex is particularly effective in reducing the incidence and mortality of prostate cancer. When combined with lycopene, the synergistic effect is even more pronounced. Use about 400 IU a day. Then there's vitamin C. The antioxidant benefits of vitamin C are invaluable. The trick is that almost all of the vitamin C sold today is very difficult for your body to use. You need 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, but ideally, it should be in a living food matrix, bound to food, so your body can use it. At this point, it's probably worthwhile talking about methylation. Although technically not a free radical problem, the results of methylation, the exchange of methyl groups in the body, has similar effects. As we age, our body's ability to provide methyl donor groups declines. The bottom line is that everyone should think about supplementing to prevent homocysteine damage to the cardiovascular system, cancer, DNA damage, and deterioration of the brain. There are generally two supplements to consider. One is something known as SAMe, S-A-M-E. It's a popular alternative choice. Unfortunately, it's fairly expensive, although very effective. A second, less expensive option is to purchase a formula that contains about 500 milligrams of something called TMG or trimethylglycine, 50 milligrams of vitamin B6, 800 micrograms of folic acid, and about 500 micrograms of vitamin B12, which, by the way, is best in the form of methylcobalamin if you can find it. And finally, we need to talk about whole foods. Certain foods are high in antioxidants and should be a regular part of the diet. In fact, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently rated a large number of foods according to their oxygen radical absorbance capacity. The higher the number, the more powerful the antioxidant value. And all ratings were based on 3.5 ounces of the tested food. As a reference, carrots high in the carotenoids had a rating of 207. With that in mind, broccoli carries a rating of 890. Brussels sprouts, 980, spinach, 1260, and kale, 1770. Be aware that these foods contain other phytonutrients that go well beyond their antioxidant value. Then we also want to talk about the berries. The key polyphenol found in strawberries is something called ellagic acid. Studies have shown that men who eat the most strawberries have the lowest rates of prostate cancer. Strawberries rated at 1540. But blueberries are even more powerful. The antioxidants found in blueberries are called anthocyanins, which are particularly effective in increasing the dopamine levels in the brain. This alone makes regular consumption of blueberries beneficial. Blueberries were rated at 2,400. And surprise, raisins carried a value of 2,830. But whoa, I saved the best for last. Prunes. The lowly prune is top rated at 5,770. So you want to eat prunes daily. Ah, I almost forgot. Soy products. Although not antioxidants, genistein and the other isoflavones in soy nevertheless reduce the risk of many kinds of cancer, stimulate bone formation, protect the kidneys, and inhibit deterioration of the cardiovascular system. Regular consumption of soy products makes sense for most people. Well, that concludes Part 8 of the Take Back Your Health series. In Part 9, we'll talk about hormones, your body's royal messenger system. In a perfect world, there'd be no need to address this aspect of health at all. But the world we live in is far from perfect.